Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, is March the 11th, 2016, as we are talking and going to continue on our Marketing March Madness for this month, March 2016. So, for all of you who have tuned in to our show each and every week, we want to thank you all for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And also getting you guys tools and tips for small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. It's going to be a great show today. I am super excited about all of the things that we've been talking about so far this year, 2016, and how we can impact the marketplace by doing our due diligence and making sure that we're getting great exposure on our campaigns and marketing plans that we do on a regular, consistent basis. Whether it is online or offline, your business, if you have an e-commerce site or a service provider site where you're just dealing with services, then this will be a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for you to tap into what we're getting ready to share with you today that's going to be impactful and also insightful in reference to what we're doing for the month of March. Each month, ladies and gentlemen, you should have a campaign put together for your business on a regular monthly basis. If you haven't done so and you have not done that, then you need to start getting it done ASAP. Now we just entered the first quarter of this year, 2016. Now moving into the second quarter, 90 days, ladies and gentlemen, every 90 days, you want to make sure you have a great, strong campaign to build growth in your company, in your business, and what it is you do. But you also have to grow as your business grows so that way you can see the fruits of your labor on a consistent basis. If you put together a strong network, not just a business, but a network where you have a great team of people plugging into it and sharing the information that you're providing on a regular, consistent basis, ladies and gentlemen, you are building a solid network. It's a strong business, and that's going to continue to go throughout the rest of this year. What is your aspect or aspirations like this month, and what are you doing right now that's going to be impactful to add growth to your company, your business, to your life, and the lifestyle that you want to live on a regular basis? Well, our today's topic is going to talk about that and four little things or four tips, strong tips, that I'm going to show you exactly what it is we need to be doing on a regular basis. So I hope you come prepared, pen and pad, taking copious notes in reference to what we're going to be sharing on today. And, well, I want to give some shout-outs, though, first, before we get into that, in reference to the companies and the campaigns that we're doing, working with currently right now and under Global Touch Enterprise, as well as the web design business that we're doing. For all of the sites that we have built this year and as well as all of 2015, I want to congratulate everyone who are continuing on their mission. And consistently, guys, it's all about being persistent and consistent in the marketplace, making sure that you have strong campaigns content on your website and that your website is interactive, that people can go online and basically interact with you in reference to what people want, need, and can afford. These are the three things, ladies and gentlemen, that we're satisfying in the marketplace is what people want, need, and can afford. You satisfy these three things, you can be successful today. So our topic, again, is going to be March Marketing Madness, turning your business into a brand, oh boy, I tell you, a brand Not only just a Cinderella story, but a brand marketing guru for your company, so that way you can build a strategic and solid network everywhere you go, no matter what part of the country you're in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Internet Radio here, and we're live on GTE, Professional Network Radio, on Blog Talk. And so this is a great opportunity and platform, ladies and gentlemen, for you to learn the trends and what's happening in the marketplace today. Once you get that full understanding, ladies and gentlemen, this will help you to build a strategic relationship and a solid network no matter which way you go and no matter how you do it on a regular, consistent basis. So let me get into it right now. Just like March Madness, the business world is full of Cinderella stories, brand and companies rising from humble beginnings to becoming titans of their respective industries that they're in. But how can you put a small company into position to make a run toward the big time? And how can you become the next VCU or butler of the particular business, of your particular business, thanks to social media and a variety of web-based marketing tools? A climb to the top, while never cakewalk, has certainly gotten easier in the recent years. And so what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is this. As a web designer, marketing guru myself, I show small businesses how to grow in their network based on the type of sites that they build for their companies and based on what they're doing on a consistent, regular basis. Unless they understand the five P's of marketing, putting together campaigns on a regular, weekly, and daily basis is key. You have to have your business run week to week. What are you doing from 1 week to the next? What campaigns and promotions are you running from week to week? So basically what you want to do on Marketing Madness number one topic is create a virtual video. Push the right buttons with a short video clip on YouTube, and you got lightning in the bottle. Because basically what that is, ladies and gentlemen, for instance, the video currently is setting a more than 3 million viewers. Before you started, you didn't have that many people checking it out online. But now everybody has some kind of clip or some kind of short video on YouTube. Your goal is to build your network reference to what it is you're promoting, product or service, in your company, so that way you can gain attention to a greater audience faster than regular TV or radio could do, and not having to spend as much or anything at all as reference to the marketing dollars that you normally would spend. Cutting down costs is key. Lower your overhead, maximize the profitability of what you can do on social media, on YouTube, is going to make you big dividends in reaching more people faster. So, on this month, March, we're in March 11th now, the 11th day of the month, what have you done to put additional funding campaigns to grow your network, grow your business, and move the products that you currently have today? What campaigns are you putting together, and what campaigns have you ran? Those are the questions you want to do about it. So to get faster results, you need to find a tool. This is your tool tip. YouTube can help you do that if you create, again, a virtual video. Marketing Madness Tip 2, develop a functioning, engaging, and informative website. This is where I come in at. Going hand in hand with a strong social media presence is an equally as impressive website for your home page to your contact page. Your site needs to attract visitors, keep their attention, and create a satisfying user experience. Compelling content can present itself in a number of forms: blog, company timeline, interesting bios, and even a well-stocked media page. If you have these things on your website today, ladies and gentlemen, you are on the right track. If you do not have these things on your website, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to need to update these. You're going to have to get your site a makeover. For 2016, that's what you're going to need to be looking at, making over your website to where it's better, easier and more interactive than ever. And if you want to learn more about interactive websites, you can go to our website, of course, at www.globaltouchenterprise.net, and you can check it out there. But we're here to help you and all my radio listeners, small business entrepreneurs and inspiring entrepreneurs who are looking to start a business. These are the things you're going to need to have on the marketing tip. These are marketing tools and tips that we're going to share with you to help you build successfully your network no matter where you are. Okay, so as I'll continue on, we're looking at that on the website, and we're talking about this, and here's another tool tip on that, ladies and gentlemen, for the marketing tool. It's basically you need to maximize the CEO. And what is CEO, Ed? Everybody asks, Ed, what is CEO? Well, the CEO, or SEO, I'm sorry, SEO is the search engine optimization. Your website, along with its killer content and jaw-dropping design, means little if you have poor SEO. When launching a new site, getting more outbound links directing traffic to your site is absolutely vital to your success. A good starting point, research your competitors, making sure that you have everything listed, ladies and gentlemen, unique and different from what they're doing. You see holes, you see gaps, you see some things that is missing, that is lacking with the competitors. You want to make sure you fill it up on yours with your search engine optimization, AdWords keywords on the search engines, as well as not just on Google, but you got Yahoo, you got Bing, and you got a lot of other engines that you can use. Directories, are you listed? Are you participating in the Chamber of Commerce, the community listings, the community newsletters, papers, leaflets? All of these things, ladies and gentlemen, is part of the marketing mix. You have to have strong marketing in order to get your business exposed the proper way. If you're not putting all this together, ladies and gentlemen, then you're going to be missing out on an opportunity for growth, because there are some areas stronger than others that you can gain mass momentum in that can help you reach to the next level or get to the next level in no time flat. So your goal is to reach them out. Search the network. Look at all these entities that you can do. If your search engine inquiries doesn't match up to what your business is about, what type of services you're providing, or what type of products you're selling, then you got to start focusing on that. Putting it together, helping it together, will get you to the next level. And you have to make sure you do this on a regular, consistent basis. Okay, last but not least, marketing, March Madness marketing tip number 4, optimize social media. Number 4, has connecting with customers been easier than it is today? Thanks to social networks like Facebook, Twitter, feedback, and two-way conversations have become an everyday part of business. Even beyond the aforementioned sites, social media is offering new opportunities every day. Pinterest gives brands a visual online catalog and showcase their products. So you basically can look at all of the opportunities that we have on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, you got Instagram. You have a lot of different media outlets that you can tap into online without having to spend a great deal of money. Not only that, you reach more people faster, and if you have a virtual video attached to it, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You now have maximized the moment on that effort of what you're trying to promote in your marketing campaign that you've put together on a regular basis. And you have to let them know exactly, guide them to where you want them to go, to the website, to purchase an item, to sign up something for something, or to just give feedback in reference to a particular subject matter. So when it comes to these things, ladies and gentlemen, there should be no reason, and I do mean this, no reason, we should be at the second certain level by now. With all of the things that we've been sharing on this show and everywhere we go, no matter what it is, on our websites and so forth, we want to make sure we stay persistent and consistent on our maximizing our growth effort on a regular basis. Where do you want to be at the end of this month? And what do you want to be in the month of April? It's all up to you. So you have to make the decision, and you have to decide what's best. So I'm real excited for everybody who's tuned into this show and on a consistent level to really see exactly what matters most. And where are we going with this, ladies and gentlemen? And what do you want to do moving forward? So you've got a great opportunity and a great time to really maximize the moment on every level, doing everything possible to get as much exposure for your business on a regular weekly basis. So that's my topic for the tips for the day. I'm really excited for everyone who's tuned in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Next week, we're going to have some more tools and tips to share with you for the March Madness, Marketing Madness month, as we continue to show you how to market your business on a regular basis without spending a whole lot of money. And basically, Marketing Madness, turning your small business into a brand Cinderella story for you to build and grow on a regular consistent basis without having to spend a great deal of your own capital. And there are a lot of businesses that don't have the type of capital right now that they want to have, but you want to start somewhere. So we're going to be showing you all of these things, and you're going to be looking at how can I continue it to build on this level here. Well, you have to be committed, and you have to be determined to get it done no matter what. So I'm really excited for those who have tuned in to this edition of this show. Thank you all for continuous support and the feedback that we've been getting. And again, guys, if I will post it on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also on Blog Talk, you can chat with us always on our chat line when we live every Friday, 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Freedom Friday. We always showcase what we're going to give on the show. And we're going to have a special guest on the show that's going to share with us exactly their success stories, how they've been getting to build their network, and how they're helping out in the community where they are. That's what it's all about. That's what I'm all about, in reference to helping each other, because it is a PHP business, people helping people business, and the more you help others get what they want, you're going to automatically get what you want. So I'm real excited for everybody on this level who are tuned in and who are really looking forward to growing this year, 2016. So with that further ado, I'm going to say and sign out. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege. It's from my brother Les Brown. And I want to thank you all for tuning to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Until next week, keep building the faith and keep building the dream.